It's just a little tip with a trench. I'm gonna give you trench tips.
I like it. I was going to go for a different song, but I'm actually glad you went for that one.
What song were you going to go for?
I give you tips. You know that one?
Wow. One of us used to be a singer on a cruise ship.
And it wasn't me, Daddy.
Okay, Jack. Well, today you came to me with something. You said, I'm hearing people do this all the time, didn't you?
Mm.
You said, this is something that's happening. It's a question that gets thrown out. And suddenly the salesperson freezes and doesn't know what to say. What is that question, Jack?
The question is a great one. And I wouldn't say it's an objection, but some sales trainers would probably put it in the bracket of objection handling. But it is, do you know what we do?
Ooh, the salesperson's kryptonite. Because you know exactly what happens when they hear that, don't you?
They either lie or they crumble.
Exactly. There's that panic. I've been exposed.
Mm.
But I think the biggest issue with this, I don't know if you spot this, is people torture themselves in their own mind about what they've been asked. Like, how many discovery calls have you been on where someone said, do you know what it is that we do? And you go, well, we'll talk about how you answer it, but you answer it in a short way. And then they go, oh, well, I'll just fill you in. I'll give you my quick 60 seconds. You can tell me if you can help me.
Because I think people forget that human beings are creatures bristling with ego. So actually, if somebody has the opportunity to tell you what they do and why they do it and how good they are at it, that's good. That's going to get you brownie points. That takes us back to that invisible sign around the neck, make me feel important, tick, tick, tick. You're letting them, you're actually, by trying to answer what it is you think they do, you're doing them a disservice. I've said it there. It's live. We're recording.
Exactly, exactly. We're recording. It's live. Please do not swear. Okay, well, let's play it out then, Jack. So I'm going to say to you, you've hit me with your pitch. We're on a cold call, and I've just said to you, look, do you know what we actually do?
Yeah, obviously, I've done my research, but being completely honest, Zach, if you were to quiz me on it, I'd probably fail. So I guess when you said earlier about recognizing all of those problems, I guess what one was it that stood out to you the most?
Wishful thinking. Okay. I've got a slight alternative to that, but I think we're doing the same sort of thing. Do you want to...
I like yours.
Should we roll reverse? Do you want to be the...
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what it is we do?
Oh, I know as much as your website tells me, so I couldn't claim to be an expert. I suppose out of problem A, B, and C, which one jumps out more? And I can tell you how we've maybe helped similar companies.
Wow. It sounds like you know what we do, but I know that because it falls into two camps. You will have people listening to this that are, as much as we advise against it, you will have your researchers. Now, what do you think is the issue? Okay, so you either don't know and you fuck it up and say, no, I don't know. Well, actually, my ego's offended. You've caught me and you've not done any research. But if you run in and say, yeah, I know that you've just got £7.2 million in funding. You've got 472 employees. You're a marketing agency that specializes in SEO, PPC, da-da-da-da-da, blah, blah, blah. That's what I know about you. What's the issue with that?
Well, the issue with that is it's very assumptive. And actually, you might be painting an artificial picture. And if you've got anything wrong... No, we're not like that at all. I also think that thing of, you know, when people go in their pitch, so they're ringing Coca-Cola, not you on the weekend, not you personally.
People are listening.
Sorry. Oh God, what's happened? But no, like you let's say you're ringing Coca-Cola, and part of your pitch is like, we also work with companies like Pepsi, and like, oh, well, I don't want to work with you. You've made this like false assumption. You know, you don't want to go out on a first date with someone and they go, you remind me so much of my mum.
Yeah.
Do you? You don't want to have that weird moment. Okay. What about when people get hit with the, have you done your research question? I'll put you on the spot while we're here. How much research have you done? Do you answer that the same way?
Similar ways, but I guess research in terms of knowing what you do as a business, knowing when you were established, knowing what you did with the team in 2013, research is a big thing. I'm trying to clarify what, why, firstly, and then I'd probably end with it feels like there's a reason that you're, and I'd maybe try and use some humor there, but it feels like there's a reason you're asking me that. You're testing me. We're about to do a we have a meeting pop quiz. But why are they asking that? Have you done your research?
Exactly. Can I give you mine?
Please. I
Is
should,
this
actually, that was rude of me. Sorry, let's do that again. Zach, can you give me yours? And can
Yeah,
you
I
answer
can.
the question?
Well, hello. We'll edit that in post. So mine is very similar to the one I gave before, but I'll give you a slight different layer to it. So Jack asked me the question.
Have you done your research?
Oh, good question. I've done as much research as your website allows me. Anything more than that, and I might be making some dangerous assumptions. But it feels like if I did do some research, there's something you were hoping I found.
Like an intentional misstatement.
Yes. And I think it's
So you're
worthwhile here giving a word on tone. Okay. So sometimes in a transcript, like I remember when we were first starting to really get things going in this business, there was moments where like I'd text you something from a script or say this or this question, and you would almost read it in a blunt way, wouldn't you? Like, and I think a lot of people that when you're looking at like a sales transcript. So there's a big difference between have you done your research? Oh, it feels like you were looking for me to find something, and oh, feels like you've asked me that for a reason. There's a massive difference between one of them's very soft, cheeky, chappy, feather duster, like quite hard to be offended by that. The other one is straight away like fire and fire.
Which I feel like n it never wins, but I see a lot of salespeople that take this approach and they like they deliver it like a sledgehammer to the temple, but
Yeah,
actually like you.
it's not a challenge on like what are you there to do? You're there to find someone who has a problem you solve and the motivation to fix it, not to completely change someone's stance on the concept of research. You know what I mean? Like fight the right battles.
And you can use certain things for emotion, but definitely in those situations, you're not gonna you gain nothing from ruffling a few feathers. But I see people like starting to get a bit leery or kicking off, or and it's just like you're doing yourself no favors there.
No, I agree. I agree completely. Closing thoughts, Jack. If we were to give a framework for this, so someone says, "What do you know about us? Have you done your research?" Something similar. First thing, what are we going to do?
I'm gonna accept it. Good question. Oh, great question. Interesting question. Oh, but okay. Yeah, great question.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, really
Yeah,
good
great, great.
question.
Wow. Okay. So
Sorry, I'm
first thing is
stuck on a
always going to
loop.
be to welcome it. A little bonus tip on that. Practice making that sound very genuine. You might have said good question to 100 different people, but it's the first time you spoke to that person. So make it feel like it's a genuine thing. Second point is you want to, I think, answer with a bit of common sense. I've done as much as your website allows me, or I've got your LinkedIn profile up, I've got your website up, I've done as much research as they allow me to do. So I am still meeting you halfway. And then the third point, I think, is some sort of question, because the person asking the questions is the person in control. If you say, "Yeah, I've done a bit of research, I've got your website open here. Okay, well, what do you know about us?" "Oh, I know you're an award-winning mechanical and electrical contractor based in the Midlands." "Okay, yeah, but what else?" Like, before you know it, if they're asking the questions, you've totally lost it. Well, look,
And I
Jack, I've
think
enjoyed talking to you today.
I've loved talking to you. Yeah, I think it's been really, really good. I know we don't get to speak to each other that often. It's probably 4 to 5 hours of a working day that we spend with each other.
Yeah.
So the opportunity to sit down and chat shop with
It's
you
not enough.
is always a gift. It's not enough, but it is a gift from God, and that's why they call it the present.
It's not enough. So, what should we give as the task to people who've made it to the end this week?
If you made it to the end, what I want you to do is I want you to find Owen Richards, the CEO of Air Marketing, on LinkedIn and send him a message saying, I've done my research and it turns out the boys from Wham were right. and then get a little screenshot, send it to me and Zach. Zach's worked out this new thing with the tax, and he's got 7 £100 vouchers from Amazon, and he'll give you one of them.
7 £100 vouchers from Amazon. I will send those over to the first 8 people who send a screenshot with that. I've been Zach Thompson, and I've been trying my bloody hardest.
And I've been Jack Frimpson, and I've been here for a long time, not a good time. Thank you, and take care.